We head to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
We are back. Quarter number four of the Keystone Kickoff Show brought to you by Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Jeff Brown joins us now to talk some Penn State basketball. Interesting little couple days here, Jeff. We appreciate you joining us.
I'm glad to be here. Thanks very much for having me.
So I wasn't here last week, but it's been 2 weeks since you and I talked. But since then, we went into that weekend. They played Northwestern and they played Ohio State. We ended our conversation with saying we think they're going to get their first Big Ten win. And then you mentioned, I think it's going to be two of them. So they got one against Northwestern, didn't beat Ohio State, but there's some positive vibes now, I guess, is the moral of the story.
Well, you know what? I don't think they could have played a better game than they played against Michigan. It was just, we've been talking all season long about that complete game, putting it all together, doing everything right. And for the most part, they did. Now, you know, they did let a lead slip away, and I got to tell you, I looked at the clock with about 11 minutes left and thought, this is going to be the longest 11 minutes of my life. But the great part about that Michigan game was every time Michigan got close, and Penn State went on a run, and they kept trying to put it away and put it away and put it away until finally, you know, they were able to make some foul shots. They were kind of spotty from the line that game. But, you know, they put it away. They showed that grit that we've seen all year. The difference was they had more people contributing. More things came together for them against Michigan.
Well, and I guess the question is, getting to experience the win, does that make them better positioned to finish more games in the future? Like, in other words, was this just one of the missing pieces to actually get the result you wanted when Pat has been saying really all along that the effort and the preparation and all that stuff has been there?
Well, I would think so. And, you know, you've got the Tom Izzo's of the world and the John Beilein's all saying, hey, this is a good team and don't let their record fool you and all that. But you can only hear that as a player so long before you start saying, you know, all right. But, and this proved, I think, to the players that if they trust in each other and they stick together and they play hard, that they are a good team and they can knock off good teams. It's this whole thing of, gosh, we were a possession away. I'm sure it has to get old to them as well, because they're the ones out there expending all the energy, and they want to win, and they want the ball to bounce their way for once, and they did show that they acquitted themselves very well against Michigan. They showed that they can stand toe-to-toe and play with anybody. Now, Michigan, a little sloppy, a little cold, so, you know, I guess the naysayers can point that out, but, you know, for the most part, you beat a number 16. Michigan had lost two games going into that Penn State game. So a lot of teams tried, a lot of teams failed, but Penn State pulled it off.
Let me ask you this question because it seems to fit your personality. So you mentioned the naysayers. Have you ever heard the term of a yaysayer? Because that's you. That's you about Penn State basketball. You're a yaysayer.
I think people accuse me of being a yaysayer and other words that I don't want to say on the radio when it comes to Penn State basketball. But yeah, the facts are there that this has been a frustrating season. It's been frustrating for everybody, for fans, and, you know, they're grumbling in some sections. But this Michigan game showed everybody that everything people have been saying from Pat Chambers all the way down about this team not being that far away is absolutely true.
Where does this fit in the big picture, the grand scheme of things, when you're talking about Penn State basketball, the season that they've had? Pat Chambers' future as head coach, does it still need to parlay and be parlayed into something bigger? Or, you know, how are you viewing this in the big picture?
Oh, boy. It is what it is. I mean, you can make up all the excuses. You can point to all the one possession losses. You can do all that stuff. The fact of the matter is, it didn't get done. You know, I even said with Jim last week, Pat Chambers is not out on the floor missing free throws or blowing assignments or whatever. So, you know, while you can point to some things that Pat Chambers does that he should be able to improve upon, a lot of the stuff is execution on the floor by a young team. And so, no, I will go completely on record as saying I think it would be a huge mistake to replace Patrick at this point. He's got this team despite a really horrible record. He's got this team still believing in themselves, still playing for each other, still playing hard every single night. You know, look at the Purdue game. They went down twice by big margins and still fought their way back twice. They, again, on the road, they could have packed it in. They didn't. So I think Pat has a firm grasp on this team. He's been doing some great things recruiting-wise. I think it'd be a great mistake to let him go at this point. So I don't know that they need to prove anything. I don't know that they can prove. Yeah, and unless they would sweep the Big Ten and win the championship and get the automatic berth, I don't know that there's much they can do at this point in the season other than continue to play hard, you know, teach the young kids some more lessons, and look ahead to next year.
Well, and you mentioned the messaging being the same now after a win, and it's less tiresome, I guess, when they actually won the game. But here's what Pat said after Michigan. I know I've said that a lot, but their approach, how they keep wanting to get better every day, how they blocked out all the noise, they showed up, they kept showing up, practice, film sessions, shoot-arounds, extra work. It's a special group. I don't think our record, and I've said this too, is a reflection of how hard this team has worked, how they've competed, and really put themselves out there. So now he puts that, it sounds a little different after they win a game.
Oh, absolutely. It's a lot easier to take, too, and I got to tell you, I sat in my seat after the game was over and the players are all up, you know, standing in front of us and all this, and the crowd's going crazy. And the cynical side of me said, how many of you standing on the court right now jumping up and down for screaming for Pat's head 2 days ago?
Yeah.
Now, and all of a sudden, oh, this is fantastic. I'm storming the court and all that. It's typical basketball fans, typical center county fans, and then central Pennsylvania fans. You're great when you're winning. You're bad when you're losing. If you can boo Joe Paterno, you can certainly boo Pat Chambers. But it did kind of strike me as funny. Yeah, everybody was just singing the praises there for a while, and I know a lot of them were not doing any kind of singing earlier on in the year.
Yeah, no, I think you're right about that. There's a, you know, maybe the fair weather element to that. In that Michigan game, Lamar Stevens, 26 points and 12 rebounds. They, as a team, ended up getting the line 34 times. 21 out of 34 is a number that could probably stand to improve. But also, Rasir Bolton, he goes for 13. He's 7 out of 10 from the free throw line. He went for 17 in that losing effort to Purdue. And that's one thing that jumps off the page to me is in that Michigan game, their bench – it was mostly him, actually outscored Michigan's bench. And if Penn State's going to get a contribution from a sixth or seventh guy, that has the potential to change the dynamic for the entire team.
I completely agree. And does it seem to you, because it does seem to me, that if Rasir Bolton has a great game, Miles Dredd has a so-so game, and vice versa. And, you know, talking about, again, everything coming together, I would love to see Penn State put one game together where both of those freshmen score 15 plus, you know, and then let Lamar have his 20 some and see what happens on the floor.
Well, that's where most of the scoring came from, because this was maybe the first I can think of where, so Dredd went for 17 against Michigan, 5 out of 8 from 3-point range. I don't have the numbers in front of me, but I'm really curious. Maybe I'll dig them up while you're talking, because I don't really listen to you anyway. I'm really curious. I'm just kidding, Jeff. You wouldn't be the voice of a generation if everybody tuned you out. So he's 5 out of 8 from the floor, but 5 out of 8 from 3-point range. I'm curious the percentage of 3-point shots to 2-point shots. It's a high percentage, and that feeds in. You know, being a freshman and being that downtown centric lends itself to not being super consistent.
Right. Right. You know, the other thing about the Michigan game, and I'm sure you saw it, toward the middle part of the second half, Lamar Stevens made two key blocks. And at the end of the second one, they went right into a timeout, and he was just standing on the court yelling. And it was just so much fun to see, because you could see, literally, he put this team on his back. He just said, "We're not losing tonight." And from then on, I didn't really worry about Penn State losing, because I thought this guy is, if nothing else, going to will them to win this game. It was so much fun to see. And you know, if you didn't think Lamar Stevens was the leader of this team before that, you absolutely knew it at that moment.
Yeah, that's a good point. This was a real do-it-all performance for him, including those blocks there. We're talking Jeff Brown, talking Penn State basketball here on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by GoPSURV.com, where if you're interested in checking out the blue-white game, you got to do it in style and at a low, low cost. $350 they're starting at for a group of four, for blue-white weekend. Come Friday, stay through Sunday, two whole days of tailgating, free parking, free shuttle to and from the game, and the game is free admission as well. So check it out at GoPSURV.com. You're not going to find a better deal than this to tailgate for an entire weekend, which I don't know about you, Jeff, but I'm into that. That sounds awesome to me.
I actually got to do that once.
And did you?
It is so much fun just to go up there. There's no fuss. There's no bother. You basically get up there, and then you just stay there and have fun all weekend. So I can't recommend that highly enough.
Amen. Amen. I completely agree with that. That's what you're there for, is to hang out and have a good time. And
That's right.
There's some football, too. There might be some football in there, too.
Let somebody else do the work.
There you go. How about that? Jeff Brown. So after they beat Michigan, they go on the road. They lose to Purdue 76-64. Was that a little sobering reminder of all things not being rainbows and butterflies? Not a great shooting performance there from Penn State.
Oh, it was just ugly. I mean, 44 personal fouls, 39 turnovers. Yeah, that was a bad game. Just a really, really bad game. And, you know, is it a hangover from Michigan? Yeah, it might have. But Purdue's a darn good basketball team. Carson Edwards, wow, what a performer. I mean, I saw him make some shots in the Bryce Jordan Center earlier this season that I just said, there's no way. There's no way those could go in. He did it. He's built like a running back. He can shoot the eyes out of the hoop. I think he's the best player in the Big Ten. And if he's not, I don't know who is. But, you know, you got him getting his 20 or so, but then you're turning the ball over, and it was a frustrating game to watch.
A big step forward against Michigan, a little step back. That's a good Purdue team, and they're going to be able to ugly things up. But look at this Carson Edwards stat line. He definitely makes the case. 21 points on 11 shots, 3 out of 6 from 3-point range. Only played 29 minutes. Didn't miss a free throw. 7 turnovers. We can look past that. But, you know, between him and Matt Harms scoring 39, that was a difference in the game. Penn State shot 38.3% from the floor. So we'll see what happens moving forward here, Jeff Brown. Well, they're going.
All right, I'm making another bold prediction.
What's the prediction?
Penn State, Nebraska. It's a Penn State victory. Guarantee it.
All right. There you go. Tuesday night. Watch for it. Penn State, Nebraska. That's it for us on this edition of the Keystone Kickoff Show. Thanks for tuning in. Check us out at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hardy souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey.
Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, GoPSURV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.